'Tis the season to buy a Christmas tree, but it takes a lot of people and business planning to get that perfect tree all the way to your home. PBS News digital video producer Tim McPhillips visited one stop along the route.
You might say this is where the Christmas season truly begins, at a produce auction in the heart of Pennsylvania.
Freshly cut, the roughly 45,000 Christmas trees behind me are here for a single purpose, to be auctioned off in just a single day.
Here they go!
This isn't just any auction, though. This one is billed as the largest Christmas tree auction in the world.
The Christmas tree auction started in 1989.
Ben Courtney is the operations manager at Buffalo Valley Produce Auction in Mifflinburg, Pennsylvania, which holds this event every year. His father, Neil, is the auctioneer.
We had about 3,000 trees back then, and it's been, you know, kind of growing ever since.
The full auction runs across a Thursday and Friday in late November. Before the trees go on the block, multiple auctioneers snake their way through rows of Christmas decoratives. Wreaths, large and small, Santa-themed planters, chainsaw reindeer, and more, all laid out in an open-air warehouse the size of an airplane hangar. But on Friday, it's the trees' time to shine.
Most of the trees being auctioned off behind me are from here in Pennsylvania and from North Carolina, but others have traveled from as far west as Oregon and as far north as Canada.
So they start arriving about 9 days before the auction.
The auction takes nearly 7 hours, with Neil leading it the whole way.
Ladies and gentlemen, your eyes are your guide, your checkbook talks, and when we say sold, you own it.
Perched on top of a red truck, he slowly rolls through the rows and rows of balsams, Frasers, white pines, and more. Buyers from up and down the East Coast in tow.
Our main customer are garden centers, like independent garden centers and farm markets.
Like Debbie Schmidt, who came from New York State.
We have three farm stands on Long Island, and we came to Pennsylvania to buy some of our Christmas items.
And Jack Harris from outside Pittsburgh.
My dad always wanted to sell Christmas trees, and, you know, we started the Christmas tree lot, and we have a thing. Santa comes, the elves, my mom has gifts and crafts for all the kids.
But as idyllic as it may look, live Christmas tree sales are a billion-dollar industry and a risky business for buyers and sellers.
The last USDA Census of Agriculture found the U.S. cut down 14.5 million Christmas trees in 2022. More come in from Canada, but all are sold in a season that lasts barely a month.
The pendulum could swing either way. You know, it could be high price or it could be very, very low.
Christmas trees can take a decade to grow, so farmers have to make it through 10 years of changing seasons, predicting demand along the way.
And it's kind of hard to tell what the supply is going to be and what the demand is going to be that far in the future.
Seasonal success rests on the buyer's bets made here, how many trees to purchase and how much to pay. This is Mark Spicer's second year in the business.
It was really tough for me the first year because I had no idea how many to buy. I bought a bunch of trees and I had quite a few left over. I mean, there's nothing like paying to pick them up and transport them back and then paying to throw them away.
There's definitely a gamble to it,
Especially
at auction.
The gamble doesn't end there. Elijah Lapinto and Dante Williams sell trees in New York City, where sellers stake out their valuable street corners weeks in advance.
First come, first serve kind of deal. The rules are, as long as you have permission of the closest business, you're allowed to sell anywhere on the street.
As soon as the trees are sold, they're loaded onto trailers and hit the road to greet peak demand after Thanksgiving, just in time.
It's a big push. As soon as the trees are sold, they're started to be loaded.
A push towards a home for the holidays, capping off years of risk, reward, and Christmas care.
There's a lot of people that put a lot of hard work into it, long hours, but it's what we do.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Tim McPhillips in Mifflinburg, Pennsylvania.
You can find additional tips about how to pick the perfect Christmas tree and keep it alive on our YouTube page.